Oh man, it's a beautiful day, huh? Beautiful, beautiful morning. Yo, if my mic's a little iffy, let me know, okay? Cause I'm trying out this new mic and I don't really know how it sounds. I mean, I do know how it sounds, but I don't know how it's gonna sound to you guys. So just let me know if it sounds straight. Shit. I want y'all, okay. I have a new Instagram page for this called the_gatheringofficial. Once again, it's the_gatheringofficial. You could hit me up from there instead of trying to hit me up on my main or on my Twitter. Shit. And on that note, I guess, shit, if this is the first time, you know, you're listening to my shit, thank you, and welcome to the gathering. Now, the gathering is a place where different people from different backgrounds, cultures, or just me by myself can just talk about shit that's going on in society or, you know, in your own personal life. You know, isn't nothing special. But to those of you that's been, you know, supporting me, that's been there, thank you. And, you know, we're on the road to betterness, I guess. A couple of you folks have been hitting me up about the, what's that shit called? The conjunction? I posted some funny shit on my main about someone posted on Twitter, but I don't really know much about it because I don't want you guys to think that, you know, I do like horoscopes or anything like that, because I'm not no like woke folk. So yeah, don't ask me about nothing like that, because like I said, I truly don't know, nor do I understand any of that, nor do I. So I don't want to lose people, but I don't really care to understand about stuff like that, because to me, astrology and all that means that it doesn't really mean anything. And I'm only saying it doesn't mean anything because, like I said, I don't understand it. So, you know, if you want, you could sit me down and try to explain it to me, and I'll listen. But, Oh, by the way, if you're hearing snoring, that's just my dog. She's literally like sleeping right next to my foot. So she you know, she's tired. If any of you guys know anything about dogs, please hit me up and let me know, cause like for some reason she's acting a little weird. I usually feed her Pedigree. But like 3-4 days ago, I gave her steak and mashed potatoes, and she ate that bit. She ate it up. She licked her entire bowl. Shit, she even licked the floor a little bit too. But ever since then, she's for some reason she hasn't been eating the Pedigree. Like if I have like other regular people food, she'll eat it, but for some reason she's not eating the Pedigree, and I don't really know what to do. So, you know, if you know anything about that, hit me up and let me know. But with that being said, how you guys doing? I mean, at the time of this recording, it's like 10 something I'm sorry, you guys know I stutter. But it's like 10 something on a Sunday morning. So shit, if you're about to go to church, if you're about to go to work and you're listening to this, just make sure, don't rush, bro. Don't rush, okay? If you're already late, then so be it. You're already late. You can't get in trouble for being even more late. Right? I mean, I mean, I'm not telling you to be irresponsible. Now, don't be like a couple of hours late. But you know, if you're late, then you're already late. You can't control that. You're not gonna be on time. You feel me? But if you're listening to this, and for some reason, them folks decide to drop this on a weekday, then and you're about to go to school, you know, and you got your morning classes. Remember, don't stress, okay? You know, finals and all that. Don't stress. Them exams you about to go take. Them exams you've been studying for. You know, this your time. This your time to really prove, you know, what you're about. What you've been doing. What you really think of yourself. In a way. And if you haven't been studying and you're about to go take this exam, well, good luck. Just don't stress, okay? Don't stress. Because, shit, stressing about school, stressing about work, stressing about this, that, and the third leads to a lot of unnecessary things to be honest, to me, it really does not matter when it comes to your own, you know, health and all that. But on that note, when you're done, I want you to, you know, take, whether it be, you know, once a week, once a month, once a year, you gotta sit down for about 5 to 10 minutes and just absorb everything. You know, absorb everything you've been through throughout 2020. Absorb everything that's been happening around you, whether it be friends, family, work, school. Just sit down and just breathe in, breathe out. Okay? Now, don't get it fucked up. I'm not, like I said before, I'm not no woke folk. I don't know nothing. I'm just a regular ass person. Just like you. And the only reason why I feel the need to talk is because I've been alive for 21 years. So I'm not going to say I understand more than some people, but I'll say this. I understand myself to the capacity to the capacity to say that I can somehow, to a certain extent, understand other people. So I know from Mike's, if I have some sort of experience, then I know most likely you do too. Because when it comes down to it, we're all people. We might all be individuals, but we all feel. We all go through things, if that makes sense. So, you know, I don't want to address no bullshit, but I've heard some people be like, oh, how come he thinks, you know, he thinks he could give better advice, he thinks he's some sort of psychologist or some shit. I'm really not. You don't want to listen to me, cool, don't. You don't want to take my advice, cool, don't. I'm not trained, I don't have no special degrees, I'm not old and wise and shit like that. All I know is what life has given. And life giveth, and life taketh. That sounded stupid, but if you understand what I mean, then you understand what I mean. So don't rush, don't stress, don't. I mean, you're gonna stress regardless. No matter what I say, you're gonna stress about certain things. But just remember that when you're done with all that shit, when you're done with all of your bills, when you're done with all that, this life society bullshit, just sit down for a few minutes by yourself and just absorb, okay? Just try to take it all in, because we're almost there. We only have a few more weeks till 2021. And I always say this, you're supposed to strive to be a better person than you were the day before. Now, life's not life's not that black and white, you know, whether you can't put good and bad, you can't use those things when it comes to specific situations, but you gotta strive to be a better person than the day before. You gotta work a little harder than the day before, even though it sucks, even though you might hate your little 9-to-5, even though you might hate your salary job, you might hate the bullshit. But remember who you're doing it for. And a lot of you is working hard. You know, you're out there. You know, you're working hard. You're doing this, that, and third for other people. You have responsibilities, and that's all cool. But the number one person you should be doing all this shit for is yourself. If you're working hard for another, to support another person, I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is. Don't just say, oh, I'm gonna do this for another person. Yo, oh, I'm about to do all this nine-hour shift in one day. Oh, I'm about to do 60-hour shift in this entire week for this other person, just to support this other person. If you go in with that mindset, it's gonna fuck you up. I promise you, it will fuck you up. So take it easy. Stop trying to rush. Stop trying to reach for things that you don't even know is there or that you're gonna get. I'm not telling you enough not to focus in the future, but I'm saying try to be aware of the present. Be aware of the now and where you're at. That's really it. But, shit, I know for some reason some of you still probably don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Some of you's out there just like, what the fuck is nigga talking about? But, yeah. Stop doing so much, you know? Someone comes up to you and spits in your face. I'm not gonna tell you, dude, not to fight them, not to put your hands on them. But, like, you know, just... Come on, fuck that person, bro. Fuck your boss, fuck your teacher, you know, fuck whoever's in your life that's pushing negativity towards you, bro. You see, the way I see things is, it's like this, right? No matter how much another person does me wrong, I'm not gonna change my lifestyle and who I am because of that person, and I'm not trying to sit here and tell you, oh, yo, don't stoop to lower level, because I understand that's total bullshit. What I'm saying is, don't change who you are and what you've done because of another person. Example, right? Let's say someone you've been cool with for however long has been talking shit about you, have been doing, you know, shady shit behind your back, and, you know, whether you're aware of it, whether you're not, if you know deep down in your soul that you've kept it real, you've done everything you can out of the goodness of your heart, right? Then ain't no reason for you to turn around and be like, oh, because that person did this and that to me, I'm gonna do the same thing. Just be like, yo, like, fuck that person, bro. Life is all about energy. Okay, I don't want to talk about this energy shit, but the universe is gonna take care of it, bro. And I wasn't really trying to go to that route, because I'm not about the horoscope bullshit. I'm not about the karmic energy of universe type shit, but karma may or may not be a thing. Now, in my personal experience, when someone does you wrong and you know that you've never done them wrong, if you let it be, the universe will take care of it some way, somehow, whether it be today, whether it be tomorrow, whether it be 50 years down the line, or even, fuck it, whether it be to their children or grandchildren, they're gonna feel it. They're gonna feel it. Oh, before I continue, even though I'm pretty sure I've already made this aware, but if you're, you know, a little, if you're feeling a certain type of way, if you're feeling alone, some sort of depression type state, you have no one to talk to, hit me up. You know, like I said, I might not be able to give you the best advice, or I might not even give you any advice at all, but I'll talk to you. I'll listen. I'll tell you my experience. You know, I'll try to find some way to make you understand that, you know, I don't want to say that life gets better, but I'll try to find a way to make you understand that you're not alone. You're not alone. I'll make sure you understand that it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to be in some sort of depression every now and then. Okay? Because that's life, okay? You can say you want to be happy. You can say you want to find some sort of peace. But as long as you're alive, you're always going to feel some sort of negativity, bro. You're always going to feel some sort of way. And there's nothing you can do about that. The only thing is, you have to know, whether it be alone or by yourself, you have to know how to get back on your 2 feet. I've had some people tell me, oh, Marvin, shit, excuse me if my voice sounds a little weird. It's because, like, some people have been telling me that there's certain recordings where I sound, either my voice is a little high or it's low. I don't know, but I hope most of the time you guys understand that sometimes I'm coming in from, like, from napping or, like, some from sleeping and shit. Or, like, for example, I woke up, like, an hour ago. Not even an hour ago. But you gotta be able to admire certain things in life, bro. That's really it. Yeah, today might be shitty. Tomorrow might be shitty. The day before probably was shitty. But you gotta be able to say, hey, fuck it. At least I'm alive. At least I'm breathing. Even though if your health is not up to date, you know, then I don't know what to tell you. But I don't know what you believe in, whether you have some sort of religion, whether you don't. You got to be able to sit there and be like, damn, that's a beautiful sunset, or damn, that's a beautiful sunrise. If you can't do that, then I don't want to sound like a little dick or anything like that, but if you can't admire your surroundings, you can't admire, you know, the little things you have in your life, then I feel the need to tell you that you're just not trying. I'm just going to tell you that. You're not trying. You're not looking hard enough. You're not listening hard enough. You're not focusing enough. You're doing too much. You're doing so much that you're not seeing what's right in front of you. It don't, okay. A lot of shit has gone down in 2020. A lot of shit has gone down in 2019. A lot of shit may have gone down throughout your entire fucking life. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that tomorrow is gonna be better. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that 2021 is gonna be better. But what I am gonna tell you is, you gotta push for it. If you want it to, if you wanna feel some sort of, if you wanna lower your whatever it is that you're feeling, you gotta push yourself. You can't just sit in bed. You can't just keep going to work and say, oh, why can't this be like that? Oh, why can't I feel like this? Nah, bro, you gotta take that extra step. Because otherwise, then you're just fucking lazy. But, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you what life is. Excuse me. But I'm not gonna sit here and tell you what life is, because I'm still experiencing life myself. And truth be told, I don't think anyone will ever truly know what the meaning of life is. And if you've heard one of my previous episodes, I stated that by understanding yourself, you'll be able to understand others to a certain extent, that is, because you can never truly understand another person as much as you understand yourself. But that doesn't mean you can't try. Okay. You can't. Okay. In your lifetime, you will never ever know what the meaning of life is. You will never ever know why you're here. You're never gonna know. You gotta accept that. That's part of it. You know, as people, we always trying to find meanings to things. You know, why is the planet like this? You know, is why is the universe like that? Why am I here? This, that, and the third. And I'm not telling you, you know, I'm not trying to shit on what your beliefs and all that. You know, what I am saying is, when you're thinking about too much, the shit that you should be thinking about, the shit that's right in front of you, you start to miss the entire fucking point. The way I see it, I'm not saying, you know, that none of that shit, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying none of that. The way I see it, why should I care about if there's, you know, aliens in space when I'm still trying to figure out, you know, who I am and what I want and what I want for myself? Why should I give a fuck if there's other life? And that's not gonna change anything about myself, or at least that's how I see it, unless it's some crazy outlandish shit. I don't know if you're following, but as people, we, instead of accepting certain things, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying to settle. Settling is bullshit. Don't ever settle. But what I'm saying is, instead of reaching, you know, instead of reaching for the fucking sky, before you make it up there, you gotta touch the ground first. Touch the ground before you touch the sky. It makes no sense that you don't even know what's right in front of you, and you try to reach for shit that you don't even know is there yet. Before you make it up there, look right in front of you. Focus on what's in front of you first, and then make your way up there. There's a saying, right? There's a saying that my mom's always said ever since I was a little kid. She used to say this in Creole. If I've done everything that I can, right, to reach a certain point, and I can't, and I'm already there, and I can't do more, I'm not just gonna sit here and just say, okay, I'm done. No, I'm gonna reach for somewhere. I'm gonna reach for new heights. New heights in the sense of, if I can't reach where I want to reach, I'm going to pull up a chair and stand on it so I can reach. And if that don't work, then I'm going to get on somebody else's back so I can reach even farther. And if that still don't work, then my nigga, I'm grabbing a ladder, I'm climbing it so I can reach. That's not the same, but you know, I'm just giving you the gist of it. But basically, bro, I guess what I'm saying is, don't rush, okay? I might not know more than you. You guys know I stutter, so excuse me. But I might not know more than you. But that doesn't mean that doesn't invalidate my experiences. It doesn't validate your experiences either. So why not just help each other out? You feel me? So yeah. So if you feel any type of way about anything, don't be scared to hit me up. I promise you. I promise you, I will answer, bro. On God, I'll answer. Whether it be through text, through email. I hope you don't text me, don't call me. But if you go to that extent, then I understand. I'm not gonna get mad. But yeah. My Instagram for this is the_gatheringofficial, all lowercase on Instagram. If you can't reach me there and you want to really like reach me, then you can go on and hit me on my main at Marv1804. And understand yourself. And somewhere along the line, you'll start to be able to understand others. On that note, have a beautiful day.